I had two misconceptions about the organization Jews for Jesus. One was that all of the missionaries were Jewish, and the second was that Jesus turns Jews into Christians like he did with the wine. I couldn't have been more wrong. St. Barnabas has had a long-standing relationship with Jews for Jesus, an organization committed to spreading Jewish evangelism and the good news of Christ. This past Sunday, we were blessed to hear a teaching from Charmaine Raymond, a voluntary missionary from Jews for Jesus. She has graciously agreed to be a regular contributor to the St. Barnabas Church podcast. This episode was produced by myself, Candace Nolan. A special word of thanks goes to Jews for Jesus for supplying most of the music in this podcast, and also to Stuart Townend for his beautiful rendition of Psalm 23.
Well, I'm Charmaine Raymond, and I am a volunteer missionary at Jews for Jesus. I actually grew up in a non-Christian home, but at a very early age, probably as early as 5 years old, but I can remember already always having an awareness of God. And there was this love for this God that I didn't really know. And I used to love Sunday school. And at the age of 13, I went to a scripture union camp. And I heard the gospel proclaimed for the first time. And when the altar call was given, I was the first one up there. So from the age of 13, I've been involved with ministry, and in fact with the music ministry, I started getting involved as early as 9 years old already.
So you grew up in a Jewish home?
No, I'm actually not Jewish. God brought me into this ministry through an amazing series of events. I was living in KwaZulu-Natal. I had never really come into contact with Jewish people because there just weren't many Jewish people in the community. And when I came up here, I'd never heard of an organization, Jews for Jesus. I'd never heard of Jewish believers. But just through a series of events, God brought me into contact. And I have been in contact with Jews for Jesus now since 2001, 2002. But that was more on a sort of an association level. And in 2006, I became the worship leader here at the congregation, Beit Yeshua. And then in 2010, just after the World Cup soccer, they asked me if I would be willing to come on as a co-laborer with Jews for Jesus.
Because he was the favorite of their father, his brothers wanted Joseph in the grave. They devised a plan, and a passing caravan took Joseph down to Egypt as a slave. But the God of Abram was with Joseph. From prison he was lifted high above. When the famine came, his brothers learned his name, and Joseph spoke to them with words of love.
We read in Romans where salvation is to the Jew first and then the Gentile. And so the Jews for Jesus as an organization are going out, basically bringing the gospel and declaring that Jesus is the Jewish Messiah. You know, being Jewish is like being anybody else. If you are Chinese and you now come to accept Jesus, you don't cease to be a Chinese. And it's the same with a Jewish person. Just because they're Jewish and they come to accept Jesus as the Messiah, they don't cease to be Jewish. And they can still carry on celebrating their feasts as they always do. They don't have to stop doing that. All they really are now establishing is a relationship with Jesus.
And also it shows, for me anyway, it was almost like a rooting of your belief system in the Old Testament.
Very much so, because, you know, before you had the New Testament, that's what you had, was the Old Testament. And as I've always said, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. And your New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. And so when you're starting to see things from its roots, the New Testament comes alive. There's many things that we just read over in the New Testament and we don't really understand what it's all about. But when you read it in context with the Old Testament, it just comes alive. For example, if you take the feasts, when you read about the feasts of the Lord, you tend to think, oh, this is just a Jewish thing. But yet every single feast points to part of God's plan of salvation. Every single one has been fulfilled in the New Testament. Now, when you go and read it in the New Testament alongside the Old, you will literally see that everything has been fulfilled to the very letter.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green.
Well, my heart is very much a worship ministry, but not in the sense that it's all about music. It's worship, a lifestyle. Worship has always been and always will be our lifestyle and our relationship with God. You cannot worship somebody you do not know. And so in expounding on the life of David, we looked at David right throughout time, from when he was a shepherd up until the time that he became king. And in every season of his life, he was able to worship God. And even when we read those Psalms, when we looked at the complaints and we looked at the anguish and all the things that he was going through, he always somewhere in that managed to praise God. And the only reason why he could do that is because he knew God. And when you read that, you see David always personalizes it. It's the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my strong tower. The Lord is my deliverer. And so when we know God, we're able to then live this lifestyle of worship. Well, we've had quite a relationship with St. Barnabas, and it's always a delight to go and visit. And from Jews for Jesus, I would just like to say thank you once again for your support. Thank you for your interest. I must say, both services, it was really lovely. You've got a lovely, warm congregation. And I trust that we will be able to continue with our relationship with you. And just to thank you once again for all your support that you do give us.
Your endless mercy follows me. Your